Hi, I'm Sasha Medello, and this is Grow Your Business Podcast, the show where we hear incredible marketing tactics to grow your business. For small business owners, entrepreneurs, and more, you will learn how to grow your business drastically. Let's dive in.
With that being said, let's meet today's guest, Nikolai, owner of Evolution Conscientiousness.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
I'm a personal development expert focusing on the mind to allow people to not only accelerate the results, but actually live a happy life in the process, because happiness is essential to actually living a high value life and a high results life.
So how did you get started in this industry?
Honestly, because for 6 years, I've been trying not to commit suicide, and I had to scrape myself off the floor. Self-help was my life, like it or not. No one could help me, so I had to help myself. And I found so many inconsistencies in the personal development industry that I realized someone's got to fix this. There's so much content out there about working hard and basically killing yourself, but that's not the way to do it. It's a part of it, but it's not the way to do it. Way too many people buy in on bad advice, and it leads to bad results and a bad life.
I'm so glad you said that. I think mental toughness and just one's mentality, or even just being in the business world or just the everyday world, is so important. Like, having a mental toughness is so important. What do you think about mental toughness and how important it is to be just mentally tough?
Well, let's first define what mental toughness is, because a lot of people get that wrong, you know, based on the YouTube videos we hear all the time, you know, from multimillionaires, you gotta work hard. Mental toughness is, by definition, the ability to be able to take action independent of your emotions. I guess we can agree on that as a definition. If we agree on that definition, it means that mental toughness is something called heart rate variability, or HRV for short. If you have a heart rate monitor, you can actually see the spikes on your heart rate. Heart rate variability is the difference between the intervals in those spikes. Let's say your heartbeat is 60 beats per minute. That doesn't mean that your heart beats every single second, you know, the same way. You actually have maybe 0.8 seconds between one, 1.2 seconds after the other. So in the end, it actually comes down to 60 beats. This difference in the heartbeats is what's called heart rate variability. And science has shown that the higher this heart rate variability is, the more you're able to stay aware of the present moment and take smart decisions, even though you feel tempted. Let's say you're struggling with alcohol addiction. The higher your HRV is, the less likely you are to relapse. You have control over yourself to not do what you know is bad for you. You can control your emotions in that moment. So obviously it's important, because if you can't control your emotions, you're going down the same path, reacting to everything that's happening in the same way over and over again. And you're going down the path of what actually Joe Dispenza, one of my big mentors, calls your genetic destiny. You end up in the same place where your genes told you to go.
Genetic destiny. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Can you talk about that?
Well, genetic destiny, you could say that that's the quote-unquote natural way things happen. Even though genes can be changed, and I can get into that, even though it's going to be more off-topic, but it's the way we normally react to things. Let's say our three biggest desires basically is sex, food, you know, food, shelter, comfort, and overpowering other people. In fact, these are the three things that will not really help you in business. You know, obviously, if you're just thinking about sex all the time, unless you're in the pornography industry, you're probably not going to make much money. Food and overpowering other people, again, that's the comfort zone. I don't want to go there. It's not safe. Your genetic destiny is, I don't want to take any risks. I want to just survive. I'm not trying to build anything. I just want to stay in my little shell, reproduce, eat, sleep, repeat. That's your genetic destiny. In order for you to change that, you have to be aware of the impulses that come and change it. It's not going to be just an impulse for sex. It can be anything. Because after our programming, when we're little, when we're kids, your genetic destiny actually becomes different. If you've been taught never to invest in Bitcoin, for example, because your parents failed, you're never going to do that. It may or may not be good for you, but you're gonna stay away. If your parents were not entrepreneurs, you're gonna stay away from it. No risks ever. You know, afraid of talking to clients, afraid of being out there, being introverted, shy. So I did. Okay, I guess I'm gonna have to talk about gene expression in the first 7 years of your life. And after that, but especially the first 7 years, the programs we download determine what our quote-unquote genetic destiny will be. If you're programmed to think that business is bad, business is difficult, business is for special people, I'm not good at business, you will always have this emotion coming up the moment you think about business. I had the same problem. When I started business, the moment I decided to start business, I wanted to kill myself. I knew it was just an emotion coming up from the past, but it feels so real and powerful that you just want to go away. You don't want to face it. You don't want to face the pain from the past that you don't even know why it's there. It's so deep in your subconscious mind that you don't even know. You know, I personally know because it's my parents, you know, financial issues, since I'm from Eastern Europe. And obviously, back in the old days, being self-reliant was the worst thing you could possibly do. But obviously, that has conditioned me to think that business is difficult and I can't do it. So if I rely on how I feel in the present moment, I will always go down this path of not working on business, not leading up with customers, not focusing on my goals. If I constantly listen to my emotions, it's always going to be there. And mental toughness is the ability to realize what you're feeling in the moment and say, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I have to go beyond it. Not a lot. You can't go from zero to a millionaire in a month, but just enough to take that next step. Just enough to take the next step.
You know, I may have some people from Europe that are, you know, listeners, or even some Americans that are, you know, can relate to that, you know, their parents being tough and how that can actually build your mental toughness.
That's controlled pressure. Okay, let's actually start going into how to actually build it. That's controlled pressure. That outside input forces you to actually get better, because you can't grow in the comfort zone. We all know that. You can't grow in the comfort zone. So it can be a blessing or a curse, because it depends on how you perceive it. It's actually, there's actually been studies by another, I think it was Alia Krum, one of the scientists, I can't really remember, but studies have shown that the way you think about a certain aspect actually changes the way your body perceives it. It changes the way your body reacts to that stressor. So if you see something as a challenge to grow, you actually grow. Just the way you go to the gym. Willpower is a muscle. Mental toughness is a muscle. And since it's actually measured by heart rate variability, well, guess what? The heart is a muscle. It's exactly like a muscle. You put controlled stress, and that's the key word, controlled. You go, you stimulate, but then you have to recover. We have a limited supply of willpower that has to be built up, but then also allowed to recover. You can't force yourself down into the ground thinking that it's going to be beneficial. There's actually one person that has done that, David Goggins. He's literally the toughest man alive in the world. But that's not an approach I would recommend. Because he broke his bones. He was close to death several times because of his, you know, ego. It does work, but in the end, that's probably not what your listeners are, you know, listeners are actually trying to do. They just want to build their business. And in business, it actually is not just about overcoming a difficulty. It's actually overcoming it and coming up with a good idea after it. Just staying there and putting in the hours won't build the success you want. You actually have to come up with something better. So how do you actually build the willpower? Well, like I mentioned, it's the ability to overcome emotions coming up. So in order to actually change how well you respond to willpower, you have to get yourself into an emotional situation where you can create stress. And I'm actually going to share a routine that I use almost every single day, unless I'm burnt out. In my morning, you know, morning routines are incredible. Anyone who doesn't have a morning routine listening to this, get a morning routine. And in fact, just copy paste this. I start my mornings with high intensity interval training or strength training, but one of those two, because it allows me to express power. Actually express power and not just try to calm down. Because you need to get angry. You know, mental toughness is built in passion, excitement, empowerment. And the best way to do that is by actually using your body. If mental toughness is measured by your heart muscle, then use your heart, use your body to actually build it. It's not so much about how you think, it's about how you feel as you're thinking. Yes, your mind creates the intention, but it's your body that actually creates the energy for the change. Having an intention is easy. I'm yet to meet someone who doesn't have the intention of being mentally tough. You know, everyone wants to be better, but you need to have the actual emotional energy to see it through. And in a workout, you can actually directly see the results of your mental toughness, which actually helps with consistency. All you got to do is push yourself a little bit harder, and you're going to see how your body responds differently. How that plateau that you thought you had suddenly changes. And again, since I'm a mindset coach, not just a fitness coach, you actually can do something specifically while you're training. I have this exercise that I give to my clients where, first of all, you have to pick an epic song, something that's really, really, really inspiring, a motivational video, some kind of power metal, or an instrumental. Like, you can find tons on YouTube, and you probably already have your own favorites. Music is a great way to inspire yourself to take action. The second thing is I visualize something. I place my hand on my heart to focus on your heart, because it's the heart that actually creates the change. You focus on your heart, you close your eyes, and you imagine someone that you deeply love. You imagine how they would suffer if you're not doing what you should be doing. Right? Even now, I kind of feel like I want to kill someone because I've been practicing it for so long. It's not, how should I say it? It's not ego that helps you build mental toughness. It's love. That's another thing that traditional YouTube advice doesn't give you. Mental toughness can only be built on top of love. No, love is a little bit of a big word, but compassion. Caring for someone other than yourself. The moment you see someone that you really care about in danger, you activate the stress response, but in a way to protect. And in fact, the chemicals that come up, it's not just adrenaline and cortisol, stress hormones that help you to survive. You also get chemicals like oxytocin and serotonin, which are the bonding chemicals that actually heal. You're getting both an adrenaline boost in energy, but also a healing boost. Now, it's not just about surviving. It's actually thriving as a community. The desire to serve people will always overcome ego. And guess what? Business is all about service. So you're actually killing two birds with one stone. You're teaching yourself to serve and actually building mental toughness. And of course, the final part of that exercise is actually doing the workout. Because once you visualize that, once you see the pain, and you immediately feel like, I got to do something, go do the workout, put all of your energy into it, you're going to get so much more out of it. And by actually changing your state, changing how you feel, in a matter of a few minutes, you will recondition your body to feel, wait a minute, I'm more powerful than I used to think. It's that change in your emotional state that changes your mind. It's not just about reading books. It's not just about changing how you think. You have to change how you feel. Just like working out in the gym. You only grow when you have muscle soreness. Well, not always. You don't need muscle soreness, but you get the reference. When you're sore, you know you actually did something and you're growing. So once you feel an emotional shift from being weak to being empowered, that means you grew. That emotional shift is what allows you to measure what happened. You don't need an aura ring. You don't need a heart rate monitor. Just measuring the shift in your emotions allows you to realize something happened. So once you're done with that, you take a shower, preferably a cold one. It's great for metabolism. It's great for focus. And it's unpleasant, which allows you to kind of build more of that mental toughness. And the final part is actually the most interesting, meditation. Because heart rate variability is not just about increasing your heart. It's actually about decreasing. You go from a state where you're deliberately trying to push as hard as possible. That's why I love HIIT training, because the goal is basically to get to do as much as possible in the shortest amount of time. Then you go from that to meditation, where it's the exact opposite. The aim is to do as little as possible for as long as time as possible. You're just sitting down, releasing all of those negative energies, And the best thing you can do in that moment is actually focus on the future. Focus on what you do. After you've already overcome a challenge through the workout, an emotional challenge, now you have, you can call it an energy reserve of faith and belief in yourself. Now, if you imagine success in business, it's actually a lot easier to think that you're going to be successful because you actually feel like, you know, I got something to give. I'm not as weak as I think I was. Now you can focus on business and not just see it as empowerment. You know, don't just focus on I'm going to be better than everyone else. No, just imagine how easy it will actually be, but actually create the emotion of gratitude. This is when focusing on gratitude, what a lot of coaches teach. This is when focusing on gratitude is actually useful. After you've overcome a challenge on an emotional level during the workout, now you can actually sit down and embrace gratitude. You can't go from depression to gratitude just like that. You can't. When you're depressed and you want to kill yourself, trying to be grateful doesn't work. And just to get something relevant, a little more relevant to business, let's say your sales are horrible. You know, you're not making money. Trying to focus on sales when you feel like your sales are horrible, it's not going to work. You don't have the energy to see it through. So you have to detach from that. Forget about it for a second. Go handle a different challenge, something that's a little less, but you can actually overcome it and use that momentum to go into the real problem, which is your business usually, because it's a lot harder to build a business than to do a workout. Building that momentum, always better than just going straight into it. Focus on yourself first, business later.
Absolute amazing value, man. Where can we reach you if we want your services?
Well, right now I'm primarily working just on my Facebook, you know, my Facebook profile. So Nikolai Ivanov, you're probably going to find a bunch of me's, you know, a bunch of people with my name. But if nothing else, I have a Facebook page called Evolution Consciousness Personal Growth. Evolution Consciousness-Personal Growth.
If you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to give us the rating. It really does help out the channel. And see you next time.